Okay.
And let's turn to the wild divine game for a little bit, which is what I thought I was going to originally be talking to you about.
How familiar are you with it?
I have played the first version of the wild divine game and have written a review of it and taken some video of it and put it online. I think it's pretty remarkable because obviously you're able to have your autonomic nervous system interacting with the game itself, which is something we've always all kind of wanted. I was fascinated to hear that you had gotten involved with them.
I've been using it with some of the people who come to the center and, you know, with people who had anxiety, stress, but then going a little bit beyond that, people with attention deficit disorder or people with irritable bowel syndrome. And, you know, I personally don't like the word biofeedback. I think I would replace that word with bioregulation, because consciousness regulates rather than only responds to feedback, you know. And so I think this is a good step in the direction of biofeedback, bioregulation. Now, what I'd like to do, of course, is take it to the next level, which I'm working with them, where we can also monitor brain waves. I have limited experience in showing drug addicts, helping them replace, the drug habit by watching their brain waves and imagining the drug experience. So, after all, anything we do, whether it's have sex or take drugs or meditate, is because we want to experience a certain state of consciousness. If we could produce that state of consciousness through bioregulation, then we would really have a means to get rid of some of the major problems that occur with addictive behavior. I think addiction is the number one disease of our civilization, and that actually addiction is a search for exaltation of spirit, for a state of consciousness that is ecstatic, and that's my ultimate goal, to, you know, work with the wild divine people to take this along this whole technology on its evolutionary journey, so we can actually produce states of consciousness that point us in the direction of enlightenment.